The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Jose Ignacio Valenzuela is one of Latin America's most popular authors. His Mal Amor trilogy is among the best-selling young adult novels in the Spanish-speaking world today. The trilogy's first part, To the End of the World, was just translated into English. Valenzuela was born in Chile and often goes by his nickname Chascas. He now lives here in Palmetto Bay with his husband. We talked about his romantic, magical realist fantasy novels and their bilingual appeal. Chascas, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Tell us the basic plot of the Mal Amor trilogy and the significance of that word, Mal Amor.
In Patagonia, in the south of Chile, there is a little town called Almahue. And that town was cursed almost a century ago by a woman called Rayen because someone broke her heart and she decided if she wasn't able to love, no one is going to love again in that town. And to that town arrives Angela. She is studying anthropology, so she is looking for information about that legend of Mal Amor. And her friend Patricia, because Patricia went to that little town and disappeared. Angela falls in love with a young man in Almahue, Fabian, and Fabian starts to die. So Angela, she has to discover how to break the Mal Amor curse. Mal Amor in English is bad love, like a spell.
The trilogy's first book, To the End of the World, was first published in Spanish in 2012. Why do you think it and Mal Amor's two other novels have been so popular in Latin America?
I think it's the mix between the very intense Latin American roots that the book has, but at the same time, the classical structure.
And when you say the Latin American roots, you're also referring to the sort of magical realist tradition
yes,
as well.
Yes, the fantasy and magical realism that we have in Latin America.
But what was it about growing up in Chile that inspired the story and its gothic fantasy atmosphere?
I grew up under a fierce dictatorship in Chile.
And you're referring to the Pinochet dictatorship
yes,
in the 70s and 80s.
In the 70s and 80s. We, as Chileans, didn't have access to bookstores. But I grew up in a family full of writers and readers and science. And I grew up listening to my moms and my aunts and my grandmother's stories about fantasy lands and fantastic characters and mythological animals. And I had that in mind while I was writing Mal Amor.
And did that menacing atmosphere of the Pinochet dictatorship then lend a little bit of the darkness?
Of course. I had a very happy childhood inside my house. But outside, it was a very dark, scary time.
So this town that you describe in the Mal Amor trilogy is sort of a microcosm of the entire country of Chile back
yes,
in your childhood.
Absolutely. And Rayen is like the dictator of that little town.
The Mal Amor books feature a smart, strong young woman as the hero, Angela.
Yes.
But also a vengeful, supernatural young woman, Rayen. Should we see them both as heroes in a sense?
Actually, yes, I think. You know, when I was writing the first book, I wrote in a little index card, Rayen is the villain. Don't fall in love with her. But for me, Rayen was the most intriguing and the most fascinating character because she's fragile and powerful at the same time. She's more like a force of nature. And especially here in the US, I'm starting to receive a lot of good reviews because they see Rayen as a very empowering character for women and young girls. Rayen is becoming like a feminist hero, and I think that's fantastic.
Is it important for Latin American young adult authors to get translated into English now since so many young Hispanic readers in the U.S. speak English more than Spanish today?
Actually, that's a very good question, and I think the answer is yes. I think it's very important not only to reach that new audience, but also to create bridges between our two cultures. When the first book came out, the critics called Mal Amor the Latin America response to Harry Potter.
Well, thanks again, Chascas.
Thank you so much.
Jose Ignacio Chascas Valenzuela is the author of the Mal Amor trilogy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.